Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Marion County Public Health Director Kim Dorn about the latest on COVID-19 vaccines in Marion County.
Well, what is your update for this week as far as COVID-19 vaccines are concerned here in Marion County?
We've got a lot going on this week. Iowa continues to be in Phase 1B, Tier 1, serving first responders who are firefighters, police officers, child welfare social workers, and then as well as PK through 12 school staff, early childhood education, child care workers, and those over 65 years old. We cannot get to everybody all at once. So we have a plan for Marion County. Marion County Public Health will immunize those specialty populations that are named in the various phases and tiers of the national and state plans. And that is because it is critical for the vaccine allocations to be focused on critical services that assist in fully reopening businesses, schools, and the protection of the most vulnerable who have to be out in the public for their work. So each week, public health is going to provide an update, of course, and we've been doing that. So this week, we are going to focus on school districts. We're focusing on Marion County school districts, and we have Knoxville School scheduled for Tuesday. And we have Pella School, which is scheduled for Wednesday. I'm still working with the other school districts to try and get those schedules all hammered out. On Thursday of this week, we have a clinic here at Marion County Public Health. It is specific to second doses, so we won't be inviting in any other people other than people who have already had their first dose, and it's been at least 28 days, and now they need to have their second dose. So we've had a few people try to sneak into that clinic, so it's important for people to understand that it's a very focused clinic for very specific people. If you don't fit the criteria of this is your second dose, and we specifically invited you because it's time for it, you'll be turned away at the door if you show up. So I know it sounds harsh, but we have to do it. So that leaves, what are we doing with the 65-year-old and older folks? And we are encouraging them to go to the pharmacies. There's a national program for the pharmacies, and I know that Hy-Vee and Medicap are both participating in it, and it's supposed to open this week. I have not heard whether they have allocations yet. I am sure that they will do some promotion when they get an allocation of vaccine, so please don't bombard them with phone calls. But that is going to be our primary thing that we're going to do here in Marion County, is we're planning to send those 65-year-old and older to the pharmacies, and then we will have some specific clinics for 65 and older, probably later in the month or maybe in March. We are really going to focus on school districts this week. Next week, we will focus on PK and early childhood education, child care, licensed child care being a priority. And then the week of February 22nd will be a week that we kind of finish up all those specialty groups who may have missed, you know, their opportunity in their week. And then we will allocate vaccine to the 65-year-old and older group and have a clinic for them. Busy, busy week. Lots of stuff going on. I really encourage people to make sure that you're listening and paying attention to the websites for both KNIA and Marion County Public Health, because that is where we will post our plans. So that's how people can know where to go.
Was there any additional allocation here this week?
We did. We got another 500 doses of prime. There's two different kinds of allocations. We get prime allocation, which is first dose, and then we get boost allocations, which are second dose. And so we got 500 prime, and all of them will be used at the school districts this week. So I am not allocating out to any other. I'm not allocating out to pharmacies. I'm not allocating out to, you know, either the hospitals to do any clinics or anything. It's all being focused on that population.
And so when doses are allocated, they all come through here, right? And then you distribute them?
The National Pharmacy Program is supposed to open this week. Mm-hmm. And that will result in Hy-Vee and Medicap getting a direct allocation from the federal government. So that is separate from the public health allocation. So it's in addition to. So that's good news. So that provides more accessibility, even though the numbers of doses in that are going to be kind of limited also, I understand. But every little bit helps.
Well, how do you think things went last week as far as, you know, participation, or I guess just the logistics of everything with the rollout of Phase 1B last week?
Yeah, last week was a good week. It was a big week for us. We had our initial clinic over at Vermeer Pavilion, and we concentrated on firefighters, police officers, child social workers. We did some school staff there also. And it went very, very well. This was kind of a, you know, we've always just kind of taken care of it ourselves at public health. So working with a big business like Vermeer was a new experience for us. And it was a really good experience. And we found some things that we need to finesse a little bit. Government doesn't always do the same way as private sector. And so we worked through some of those kinds of things. But it went very, very smoothly. Got everybody vaccinated that we had planned to. So that was good. The Knoxville Hospital and Clinic also had a vaccination clinic last Thursday, and it ended up getting canceled because of the snow. And so they rescheduled on Saturday, and they were able to get everybody taken care of before the snow set in on Saturday. So all of those doses are gone also. So what will happen next with those folks is in about 28 days, well, about a week earlier than 28 days, they should be notified that it's time for their boost dose. And so the vaccine will come to us and we'll allocate it out to Knoxville Hospital, and they will schedule their people and we'll schedule our folks that we saw at the Vermeer Clinic. And after they get their second shot, 2 weeks later, they've got immunity. So that's good.
Anything else you want to add here before we wrap up?
Just, we really need people to be patient. I understand that people really, really want it, and that they want it sooner rather than later, but there's only so much vaccine coming into the county, and we're doing the best we can to work within our orders and make sure that folks that are supposed to be taken care of in the order that we're supposed to take care of them.
Thanks to Marion County Public Health Director Kim Dorn for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.